With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Dave, how's it going, man?
Victor, how's it going?
Great, Dave.
Good, good.
And how are you doing, as I asked you earlier?
Well, we're doing well. We're doing well. Guys, have
you
checked out...
Are you speaking of yourself as a we now, Dave?
No. No, I don't do that. We don't do that anymore.
All right, so you want to tell people where to show us love?
Check us out at sixunseemlyquestions.com and at sixunseemly on all social media.
Yeah, great. Let's start the show. Welcome to Six Unseemly Questions. I am your host, Victor Barnato. This is my
sidekick,
Dave Rosinski. We've got a great contestant on the show today. Please just put your hands together, everybody, for Chewy Bay.
Is working? Yay!
Chewy Bay. All right. We do have a studio audience. One of them has introduced themselves a little early. Our studio audience is Will Hasty.
And there he is again.
DB Frick. Great studio audience. Thank you both for coming out. Chewy, let me tell you how the show works, and then we'll get right down to it. I'm going to ask you six unseemly questions. At the end of each question, I will ring a bell if I like your answer, like this. However, if I do not like your answer, I will not ring a bell. And then I'll tell you why. Regardless of how many bells you get at the end of the show, you can win $5 if I decide it's worth it bringing you on the show. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm excited.
All right,
ready now?
Yeah.
All right, so it's time to answer the questions. And remember, you don't have to answer the questions, or you can answer them any way you want. Just glad to tell you that, right?
No, you don't have to.
Give an answer. You can answer any way you want. Okay.
You can't just sit there silently ignoring us.
You could.
Is that what you wanted to do?
It would make for a terrible show.
All right. We should try it once, though.
But, Chewy May, are you ready for your first question?
Sure.
All right, first question. What's your real name?
And social security number.
My real legal name.
Government.
Government. My real legal name is Why do you need to know?
We don't need to know. I just wanted to see
Why do you need to know her social security number, man?
I just want to see how you answer the question. And remember, I told you don't actually have to answer the question.
All right. And plus, my real legal name is Christina. Yeah. My mom named me that so I could be a follower of Christ.
Okay.
A Christian. Mm.
Did it stick?
Did Christ stick?
No. and I actually met Christina's, where I feel like the name Christina fits more with them, like very, like a little bit feminine, very like.
Are you Christina with an H or no H?
CH.
Okay. Do you resent Christina's who are just CR?
I don't think I've met one with that says CR.
I'd also like to remind you never have to respond today. It's not a necessity in the show.
He's a person.
I used to be a person until the show destroyed me.
He is a person. That is 100%
correct.
I was like imagining like a virtual stick that Victor has that will hit Dave or something.
Yeah. He does that. We used to do the show live and he hit me with the ruler, a steel ruler. Look at the mark he left.
Not remotely true, but a great idea. Now, Chewy, where did the name Chewy come from?
Chewy Mei is my Chinese name. So it's like Chewy Mei, and then it's just Chewy Mei. I like it. It started when junior high kids started calling me Chewy. And it felt more free.
All right.
Felt less like I have to become a Christ-like person.
You know what? I think that was an interesting journey. You get a bell on your first question.
Yay!
Way to go, Chewy. Now, before we get to question number two, can you tell people out there what you do?
During quarantine, I haven't done anything. Unemployed, but before quarantine, I was a stand-up comic, so that's pretty much it.
Do you remember me from before quarantine?
Yes. We used to go to, we used to do autos, right?
I don't know.
Someplace.
Some shows. Karma's.
So you were halfway through your description when you said, when you were interrupted. So what was the other half?
But for money, I used to be a software engineer.
You're not software engineering during the pandemic? Seemed like the
job. No, I got furloughed.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of people are doing more software engineering during the, like, I feel like jobs that were, that could have been work at home anyway, people are doing them like overtime right now, but I could be wrong.
It's all because there's no more floppy disks, I imagine. Once the floppy disk industry went, that was the end of it, right?
Oh yeah, like Sandra Bullock in The Net, one floppy disk saved the world.
Which one?
The Net. All right.
So I would remind you that you're being led astray by Dave.
Oh, it's part of the game.
False.
Is it part of the game? Not really.
I'm throwing turtle shell at Dave.
Dave's here.
That's not true.
I can actually tell you how this show came about. I think Dave is funny. All right. But yes, I know that Dave is a loose Tasmanian devil.
That's not true.
And he doesn't, you know, do things to like help the show. But I wanted to put him in a position where we could still have a show and have fun. And so Dave just is on the show. He doesn't have to prepare. He just comes on and yells at people.
That's not true. That's not how it happened. First of all, I met Victor on Craigslist.
All right. Okay.
And we said we were going to go online and become online friends.
All right.
Okay. Oh. And then someone didn't have a good broadband.
Great. All right. So it's time for question number two. You ready for question number two? Question number two. What is your review of the movie Ghost in the Shell?
Oh, good question.
I never saw it.
Oh, bad question.
You never saw the original or the remake?
I never saw either, but I did read a little bit of the comic.
Oh, you read a little bit of the comic, but you never saw either movie.
No.
Why didn't you see either movie?
Well, I didn't see the Scarlett Johansson movie because of the whole controversy behind it of like a white lady taking an Asian role.
Hold on 1 second. What's it?
I don't know.
What's that noise?
That's my father going down the stairs.
Ah, okay. Sorry, I didn't know what was happening. Okay, sorry. You didn't watch it because you didn't watch the American one because of the whitewashing controversy. I mean, you actually made a video like fighting that controversy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was pretty popular. I saw it. It was awesome.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
What about the movie Ghost, where Patrick Swayze culturally appropriates a ghost?
What?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I mean, he should be away. White guys shouldn't be playing ghosts.
What?
Lane jumps away from ghosts, aren't we?
The movie Ghost in the Shell. Now, I did see the original animation,
okay.
Which I liked.
Yeah, it was good.
However, I did not read the comic book. And I did see the Scarlett Johansson movie because I wanted to see how close it was to the original anime, which is not very. And it wasn't also good, which is a problem with the movie. Usually you want them to be good, and this one wasn't actually good. So that's too bad. But I'm going to say no bell on that question because you can't review it if you've never seen it, I guess. So there you go. All right, it's time for question number three. Question number three, has anyone ever called you too handsy?
Victor and I get history. I never was handsy with Victor. Don't be too me right now. But I have been a little bit too handsy. This past September, I've been alcohol free for a year.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so that probably helps. That probably helps because usually when I would see you be handsy, you would have a little extra alcohol in you.
Yeah, I'm a hugger and my hugs are too handsy.
What does that mean for you?
It's just, I've inappropriately tried to get into pictures with like arms over the shoulders or like,
like that's your kink? Like that's your thing you're into?
Oh no. Oh, like handsy with strangers. Like I would do that with like strangers and be all like.
Are you somebody who would meet somebody out of, and if you've only met them once before, you'd give them a hug in the street, seeing them a second time?
Yeah, I used to be like a.
Did you ever like get drunk and carry a free hug sign around? And did that ever happen?
What if it was Shakira with COVID?
Oh yeah, definitely. I would definitely give her like a nice hug.
Yeah, I would also give Shakira a hug with COVID, but she would have to have like a full encasing bubble plastic thing over her head.
Yeah, and she would have to have some plasma being injected into her.
Some convalid plasma just
and then you could hug her.
I feel like her skin is so tight that it'll just like seep through.
You'd see through Shakira's skin?
Interesting. Very tight skin. I'm trying to say it as a compliment, but I feel like it's not coming off as a compliment.
Well, I don't know if having tight skin is a compliment. I mean, maybe it is. I don't know. I have no idea. I feel like if someone said I had very tight skin, I would be like, what? I don't think I would think it was a compliment or insult.
The skin is tight, yo.
Your skin is tight.
Like no sags, no wrinkles. It's very like smooth, tight. I guess smooth is what I was trying to go for. Not
I mean,
tight.
I feel like if I walk up to somebody and be like, "Hey, you've got very tight skin," they would just. I mean, that's creepy,
sounds
right?
Sounds very like Hannibal. Yeah, like sort of I want to wear it.
All right, I'm gonna say no bell on that last question. No
I
real conclusion. All right, so it's time for question number four. Question number four. What was your most uncoordinated moment?
I'm learning to ride a bike now.
Oh, so it's recent.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't fall while trying to ride it, but like when I got off, my foot, I wasn't ready for the height of the seat, and then I tripped and hit my head on a funeral home. Like it was like a legit like funeral home that hit my head on.
Wow.
Did you just grow to giant size and hit your head on a funeral home? Or I mean, I don't understand, like how can you hit a whole funeral home with your head?
Oh no, like the wall.
Oh, you ran into a funeral. Ah.
Oh okay. No, I didn't run into it, but like I was like trying to park to the side of it and then trying to get off the bike and then
So you never rode a bike as a kid? Is that what you mean? Like you learned to ride a bike as an adult and you hit your head on a funeral home?
It seems implausible. Like the scenario seems impossible.
Why'd you wait so long?
Wait. But the question is, where did you grow up that was a thing?
I'm going to interrupt everyone and give Chewy a chance to answer.
Please do.
I rode like tricycles and like training wheels. I never took the training wheels off of the bike. Oh, and then after a while, I outgrew that bike and just never rode a bicycle again.
So when you became an adult and you tried to ride a bicycle, your first ride, you never fell? You just immediately started riding it?
Like I rode it like for like maybe half a minute or like few seconds. Uh-huh. Never like a long journey.
Cross country bike ride.
And then when you hit your head on the funeral home, sorry, that's still really funny. Did you catch your foot or your shoelace?
I think my foot did not go over the bike completely, so it just like toppled over.
All right.
My legs.
I'm going to give you a bell because you definitely fulfilled that question completely. That's pretty uncoordinated. All right. It is time for question number five. Question number five. How old were you when you lost your virginity?
I waited till I was 18.
Oh, you waited on purpose?
Yeah.
Until you're 18? Like you're like, when I'm 18, that's when it happens.
Well, before like from ages 11 to 17, I was a pretty big Christian girl. So when I left the church and then I was like, I'm gonna lose it when I'm 18.
Okay, so at that time, were you still a big Christian when you were 18?
No.
No, you were just a heretic at that point?
Yeah.
A heathen. A heathen. Oh, so that's actually a better word.
Is that when you started going by Chewy?
I started going by Chewy at like sixth grade.
Yeah, because as she said earlier, that's kids started calling her Chewy when she was in school earlier, Dave. In the show that you're on.
I got it. I remember now. Thank you.
You're insinuating you don't pay attention to the show.
I know what he's saying. I know what he's saying.
And then was it like romantic when you lost your virginity, or was it like mechanical?
So when I left the church, I came out as a homosexual.
Do you just look around to make sure your parents weren't listening?
Yeah. I was wondering.
Is your dad still hiding on the staircase? Is your dad in the staircase still listening to this?
No, he's in the basement.
Go ahead. Now go ahead with your story. I'm sorry. Please go on.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I wanted to try men secretly. So I lost it to a Craigslist hookup.
Oh, wow.
A what?
That sounds like Dave.
Wait, a what? You lost
a Craigslist hookup.
Oh, Craigslist hookup. Oh, I see.
Back in the day.
Back in the day. Wow, that's a pretty dangerous way to lose your virginity. I mean, I'm glad you're alive.
Me too. It like the whole scenario was scary because he picked me up in a green pickup truck.
Yikes.
Wow. did the word red flag not come across your radar screen?
I was like, he gave me his name. His name is Guy. I can trust
him. Nobody's name is Guy.
I'm so glad you're here. I'm just gonna, you know what, this is a bell, because you are here and alive. So, scary story though, very scary.
The
story.
Green pickup truck is the scary part too.
Oh, yeah, not us driving to Staten Island?
Oh, that's scary too.
Yeah, it's also scary. He drove to Staten Island. Wow.
Did you go into the woods?
It was like to a motel. Wow.
Oh my god.
This is like straight out of a show.
Picks up an
18-year-old
girl from Craigslist and takes her to a motel in Staten Island in a green pickup truck. This is so scary. I'm so scared for you. But I mean you're here now, so obviously you survived. But oh my gosh.
Man, you really, really left the church with a bang.
Yeah, ballsy.
That's the way you leave the church right there.
Time for question number six. You ready for question number six?
Yep.
What is your favorite children's song?
Oh, I do like a good Head and Shoulders, Knees and Toes.
Oh, that's a good one. Head and Shoulders, Knees and Toes?
Yeah.
Why do you like that one?
I think that's the only song I even danced to as a kid. I might have danced to like Itsy Bitsy Spider, but I remember as a kid, I would always get up and do, or maybe I was just an obedient child and a song that told me what to do.
So basically what you're saying is you like that song because of nostalgia?
Yeah. And then or
submissiveness, one of the two.
I like Baby Shark because it's got a dope beat.
Oh.
You know what song I'm talking about? Were you
no,
not young?
What's Baby Shark? Can you tell us that song?
It's a
name?
Whole thing. It's about a baby shark. Mommy shark.
Baby shark.
Oh, that's okay. I can just tell that's definitely a white guy thing. myself and Chewie.
No, all kids like it.
Shark?
All kids like sharks.
Victor, this was like a meme that made most parents want to kill themselves.
Yeah,
like
it was actually time. The song was actually deemed torture by a court somewhere last week.
In the genre torture in the record stores.
All right. Well, you know what? I like Head and Shoulders, Knees and Toes as well. So you get a bell on that question. Great job, Chewie. Chewie, it is time to decide whether or not you get $5. But before we do that, can you tell people out there where to find you?
Sure. You can look me up on ChewieComedy.com or Chewie May on Instagram and Facebook.
All right. ChewieComedy.com or Chewie May on Instagram and Facebook. Now it's time to decide whether or not you get $5. We're going to canvas the room. Let's start with DB. Frick, should Chewie get $5?
I'm going to say yes, because it looks like she's trapped in the pantry from The Shining.
Okay. All right. And a little bit of the dozens on your background there. All right. And Will, what do you think? Should Joey get $5?
I would say, kind of in TB's vein, yes, you should absolutely get $5, because right now, and based on hearing her father walk down the stairs, it wouldn't surprise me if she was living in a cupboard under the stairs. So,
wow, they got a lot to say about your surroundings, Chewie. You want to show up at their houses with a knife, I'll give you the address. All right, so.
What's the square footage?
I deserve it.
So, Dave, what do you think? Should Chewie get $5?
I love the story about how she escaped the Amish church, how she ran through the field in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
The guy in the pickup truck drove thousands of miles to Staten Island.
Right, okay.
That's worth $5.
All right.
Plus, you blew up her, you know, her government name.
She didn't have to tell me. It was really up to her. Okay, so let's check in with one more person. Let's check in with our producer, Rachel. Rachel, what do you think? Should Chewie get $5?
Well, I very much resonate with the Craigslist pickup truck hookup story. And so.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So I think, she needs $5 because she can live to tell about this.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you,
Rachel,
for your
input. Rachel.
Thanks for your input, Rachel.
Anytime.
Okay. All right. So. Rachel agrees with you because she's gone through the same thing. And now, Chewie, what about you? Do you think you should get $5 for your appearance on the show?
I would like the extra $5. All this nostalgia is making me hungry, so I could use it for like snacks and stuff.
What kind of snacks?
Well, that's a good point. What kind of snacks?
Maybe like a... Now that I'm in Brooklyn, maybe like a bacon, egg, and cheese or something like that.
That's solid. That's pretty solid. You know what?
A breakfast
you get $5. Congratulations. You've won $5 on the show. Thanks, Chewie. Now we're just going to wrap up the show. Dave, what did you learn from this week's episode?
I don't know if a bacon, egg, and cheese is really a snack. It's more of a breakfast.
Dave, would you at least try to answer my question?
I don't know. I learned Chewie grew up in a hard times, you know? She got kidnapped in a pickup truck.
So just check us out at unseemlyquestions.com. Six Unseemly on all social media.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.